My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and Johnny Cake Sawville.
Mm-hmm.
That is the foursome. Mike Rizzo joins us at 9, Nats GM. Mike Locksley, head coach of the Terps at 9:45. We've had some people waiting patiently to play Junkerty here on a game show Wednesday. $50 gift card to Wendy's on the line, as well as tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco later this month at Capital One Arena. Who are two contestants here?
All right, let's go to Chris in Gainesville. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Salutations, boys.
Hello, hey, Chris. Good morning.
And let's go, where the heck is Remington, Cakes? You ever heard of that?
Remington. I'm going to guess that's Virginia. I don't know.
Yeah, where's Remington?
It's Fauquier County down near Warrenton and Culpeper.
Oh, yeah. It's deep. Country Bumpkinville.
Yeah, you're Country Bumpkin.
But we appreciate you, sir.
I got a lot of Country Bumpkins in my family. It's cool.
All right, Chris and Brennan, here are the rules to Junkerty. It's just three questions, a one-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer. We start with the jump ball. That's how you can get control of the board. Say your name if you know the answer. And then if you get it correct, obviously you get the points. All right, we'll do my categories. NFL matchups. The one-pointer, the jump ball. Say your name if you know the answer.
Say your name. Say your name.
The Chiefs host this AFC rival in the NFL season opener.
Brennan.
Go ahead.
Brennan.
Go ahead.
Ravens.
Yep, that is correct.
Dialed into the schedule.
All right, Brennan's up one zippy. He has control of the board. The three-pointer. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets open up on the road against this NFC powerhouse.
49ers.
That is correct.
Just smacking them out of the park.
Four zippy lead. Chris, you got to hope he misses this last question. The five-pointer. These teams face each other in Brazil on Friday night.
I'm going to go with, this is a hard one. Packers, Eagles.
Oh, winner. Congratulations.
He wins.
Sorry, Chris. She never got in.
He cheated. He cheated.
Well, you think? I don't know if he had a time.
He wins a...
I didn't know all that.
$50, because you look at the schedule. You look at the...
Yeah, but he said this is a hard
sports
one.
Fan.
He said this is a hard one.
I haven't memorized this guy. I only know our opponent. Who cares?
I know.
I
picked the biggies. You didn't know Friday night Brazil?
No, I don't care about
it. If you play fantasy, you've memorized the schedule. You clearly don't play fantasy.
Peacock.
He wins a $50 gift card brought to you by Wendy's. It ain't a party till the sauce gets involved. That's why Wendy's Saucy Nugs Party Pack is 45-ish nugs slathered in honey barbecue, garlic parm, buffalo, or ghost pepper. Savor the drip of Wendy's Saucy Nugs Party Pack. Open till midnight or later. Participating locations only. Congrats. Eli Nugs.
Two more contestants. 800-636-1067. I believe Cakes has a category.
I do.
Who are you going to unlock? I put him on hold. All right, there we go. All right, let's go. We got Hugh calling from the... We all know where the Dina is.
Definitely know where the Dina is.
Hugh.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, how famous is Valdez in the Dina?
Who is Valdez?
Oh, okay.
How dare you? How dare you, sir? Right.
Who are the famous people from Pasadena?
Nobody down here who don't know him.
Yeah, there you go, Valdez. All right, let's go to Rich. We already know who's famous in Olney.
Of course we know. We know who that person is. What's up, Rich in Olney?
Morning, boys. How you feeling?
We're doing well.
Doing great.
All right, we're going to play NFL wide receiver faces in new places. The jump ball, the one-pointer. Where's Stephon Diggs this season?
Hugh.
Red.
Hugh's in.
Go ahead, Hugh.
Texan.
That's correct. He's a Houston Texan. The three-pointer. Where is Keenan Allen plying his trade this season?
Bears.
That is correct.
Hughes up 4-0. Rich needs a mistake.
And to sweep the category, who does Calvin Ridley play for in 2024?
That I don't know.
Oh, chance for Rich to steal and get the win.
Titans,
Rich. Wow. Rich with the O-Town.
Oh, my God.
Against the dog.
Something wrong with our scoring system.
Rich, you're a winner. You get two tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. It Ain't Right Tour Saturday, September 28th at Capital One Arena. The tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events.
By the way, we need Brennan to call back because he won but did not claim his prize.
Okay, good.
So, Brennan, call back. Hopefully, there's not 100 Brennans calling.
Brennan is the guy from Remington.
I think that's the guy from Remington.
Fauquier County.
I think so.
So you can't fake that.
Brennan, call back.
Area code or whatever.
All right, let's hit the skins now. We do it every morning at this time. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes. We do have great listeners. I mentioned earlier that I wasn't able to access that article I wanted to read. The headline is Commanders' relatively light 2024 schedule gives this team a chance. It's written by Sam Fortier.
Fortier.
Yeah. You know, Sam comes on the show and covers the team. And I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs here because thanks to a listener, he sent me a gifted article. Case.
Very good.
The Commanders' rebuild starts with a relatively easy schedule that is the lightest in the league by travel.
Ooh.
I think you saw that meme yesterday, or graphic, whatever.
Yeah.
This team travels the least. They travel 10,550 miles.
No.
This year,
their longest trip will be out to Arizona.
I guess, you know, and you figure
it is
certainly.
Well, hold on,
and that's
Philly and the Giants
four.
Are close.
That could hold on.
That's got to be the longest, right?
Yeah, that's the longest. Yeah.
Do we play San Fran this year?
No.
Yeah.
No Niners on the sked.
This year's slate features NFC South, AFC North, as well as the last place finishers from the NFC West. That's Arizona, Chicago, and Tennessee, according to Unpredictable. Again, I'm stealing this from Sam. It's the seventh easiest schedule in the NFL. Their bye week isn't until week 14.
That kind of kills you.
You think that kills you?
I mean, I would think you'd want the bye week in, you know, maybe weeks 7, 8, 9, maybe at the latest, maybe 10. 14's late. Don't you think?
Weren't they late last year, too? I want to say they were like 13 or 14 last year.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You get rested up for the playoffs, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is how slow my brain is at 54 years old and how just dumb I am. I'm having a hard time comprehending this sentence, okay?
All right, you can help me. I'll try to navigate you through
it. The team has a week 14 bye, but does not have a significant rest disadvantage, according to Sharp Football Analysis. So I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain
Warren
around that.
Sharp does a bit. I don't know if I can.
What's a significant rest disadvantage?
Warren Sharp has calculated like how many, you know, quick turnarounds they have or extra rest they have depending on the schedule. Like with, like say a Thursday night game, then do they follow that with a Sunday 1 o'clock kick or Sunday late kick or a prime
time? So even though they have a late bye that Jason was alluding to, they don't have a bunch of like Monday night games and then
short turnaround
and then a Thursday night game.
I think that's the gist of it. Now, we'd have to book Warren Sharp to accurately explain.
Well, no team would have a Monday night game and a Thursday night game.
Right, but I say Monday night and maybe a 1 o'clock Sunday or something, or whatever the hell it is, whatever the earliest possible.
I think if you read that sentence again, it's two separate things.
Or a Sunday,
things.
Thursday, you know.
It's two separate things which are favorable for Washington.
Two separate things is making my brain explode.
Like, so I think that if a team has three games in 18 days, that's considered a rest disadvantage.
Right.
Or three games in 16 days.
I got it.
That's considered a rest disadvantage.
I got it. But JP's right. I was conflating the bye week and the rest disadvantage. I thought they were talking about like when you have your bye is advantageous or not or whatever.
I think the Ravens at some point during the season in the back half have two games in 10 days. And that would be considered a massive rest disadvantage.
Right, right.
Well, and then Washington has.
Does it play out? Does Sharp figure out that it actually plays out and you do worse? So I guess that's the point of the stat.
Yeah, yeah.
You actually do worse.
Yes.
Just said do.
I know. You do worse.
Hey, the Commanders have three games in 11 days in one stretch.
How many? Three? Right.
They play the Giants on November 3rd.
Right.
And they play a week later against the Steelers. Probably and then they play 4 days later in the Thursday night game against the Eagles.
That great.
It's just the quick turnaround.
Yeah, right.
Because then you got to play Philly on a short week.
By the way,
at Philly.
At 8 a.m. today, we're going pick by pick, final pick for the schedule.
Right.
Today, in 48-ish minutes.
And I'm going to Free Willy that.
I've got it right here.
I'm going all tingle.
I've got it right here.
I know. You got 10 of them. All right. You got 10 wins.
He might have 11.
I already know that.
You've been telling everybody all week.
You don't know that.
You might know it, though. You may know.
I'm very close.
All right. So Pro Football Focus ranked offensive lines, and I have no problem with this. They've ranked the Commanders fairly low, right at the bottom, 27th. Here's the quote, the first paragraph. The Commanders almost completely overhauled their offensive line. Three new starters for 2024. Right now, even though Cornelius Lucas is listed as the second string on their new depth chart, he's scheduled, I believe, to start right now because Coleman, I don't believe, is...
He didn't play in the preseason, did he?
Yeah, he hadn't played yet. So, I mean, is it crazy to think maybe he'd start? But maybe he will. Cornelius Lucas or Coleman at left tackle. Then they've got Nick Allegretti, of course, who's expected to play at left guard.
Yep.
Tyler Biadasz will start at center. I think that will be a huge upgrade, actually.
Should be.
They spent
good money on him.
And then, of course, you have your stalwarts on the right side. Sam Cosmi, who, all kidding aside, ranked fourth amongst guards in Pro Football Focus's grades for last year.
How you describe Andrew Wiley as a stalwart.
Well, I know. I did that somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
I like it.
Wiley, though, returns for his second season, much maligned. A lot of us fans like to pick on Wiley. Although I've heard that some people say that the way Kingsbury runs his offense and moves his tackles around and everything, he actually is a good fit for this. So we'll see. We'll see maybe if he doesn't maybe perform a little bit better to our eye.
I wonder if the offense is going to run that quick hitting throws as often as we saw in that second preseason game.
Yes.
I would imagine you got to throw the ball downfield more than that.
Why?
I think they'll take the shots.
They'll take
because
shots.
It was far below the NFL average in terms of releasing the ball.
Well, look, it's week one. They're going to take their chances, but it's not like they're going to come firing it out there.
There's successful teams that do that too.
I mean, that's
No, it was below the lowest number last year in terms of, or highest number, whatever you want to say, the fastest to get out the ball last season, the Commanders in game two were below that. Like, if that was 2.2 seconds, they were at, like, 1.8 seconds. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me.
I think he was getting rid of the ball at 1.8, Jaden Daniels, in the preseason. Yeah. I mean, there'll be some longer developing plays, for sure. But by and large, when you have a terrible offensive line, you don't have massive deep threats.
Yeah.
You're going to do what personnel does. And I think that's also what Kingsbury does. I mean, I don't know. I think he'll take shots, but I don't think it's going to be a main feature. But as long as they move the chains, I don't care how they do it.
There'll be some Terry McLaurin over-the-top deep shots. I mean, they're not going to major in that, but that'll be part of the offense.
They're not stupid. They'll stretch the field a little bit. I think you're also going to stretch the field when they over-pursue Jaden, and he takes off, and Cakes is got his pants down around his ankles. You're going to be excited when you watch Jaden run.
You're probably right.
I might baptize you as a Skins fan.
You're going to baptize me?
This might be the year.
Maybe. You never know.
This might be the year.
I'm vulnerable.
You're very vulnerable. You're very pro JD.
I'm a free agent.
You're a free
agent. I'm an NFL free agent.
You don't consider the Raiders your team anymore?
Oh, he can't.
If you abandon the Raiders.
I've divorced the Raiders. It's publicly.
How many Commanders are on your most important fantasy team?
One.
JD.
His name rhymes with Schmaden Schmanuels.
And he's a backup.
Oh, he's,
no, he's
the
a starter.
Way, he's my only
starter.
Quarterback.
He's putting all his eggs.
I'm all in. Yeah. All the chips are in the middle.
Can I baptize you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Baptism.
We'll see. I could be vulnerable.
I think you're vulnerable.
I could be susceptible.
Because you're a JD guy.
I could start drinking the Kool-Aid.
Can you think of the bit? We'll get some church music and everything. I don't want to be
holy water.
Listen, I don't want to do anything that's anti. I'm not mocking.
No, no. We'll do it respectfully.
I'm doing it in a respectful way, but I want to baptize him as a Skins fan. Because I was close about 10 years ago, and he bailed. He's like left the bride.
The one thing that really murdered
altar.
Me was rooting for Daniel Snyder, a Daniel Snyder owned team, and
he really baptized a guy who doesn't know the Riggo drill to maybe school him up a little bit.
Different era, but now I learned him.
Most religions
get some
are
water
about
from
being
the leaky pipes at FedEx.
Tolerant and forgiving, aren't you? Don't you worship a forgiving God?
100%. I forgive you for not knowing the Riggo drill.
Just forgive me.
He didn't know what the Riggo drill was.
He's the newest Commander
slash Skins
fan.
I'm going to baptize you because I can tell you've turned a corner.
I don't have to be a weird HTTC guy on Twitter, though, right? Like, I don't have to be a total maniac. Like,
am I an HTTC guy?
No, you're not.
I'm reasonable.
You're rational.
Thank you.
You're a rational person sometimes.
Hey, he's not that rational.
Yes, I am. I'm rational.
He thought Carson Wentz and Sam Howell are going to be silly.
No, 51-49. Go to the tape. But I do back my guys.
Now, if you baptize me as a Commander's head, do I have to be a super diehard? I can just be like a...
No, you have...
A medium to above average
here's
Commander's
head. Here's the test for you. Yes. It has to hurt when they lose.
It's going to be tough for him. There's only one thing that's going to hurt
him. You
know
what?
Let me
just tell you this. If Daniels plays well and puts up numbers and they lose, he's not going to care too much.
Yeah, I'll be fine with it because...
I know. Fantasy's ruined your brain.
Yeah.
You have to... No. It has to pain you when they lose.
See, that part might be tough.
You have to come in here and walk into this building knowing that these guys are going to mock you.
Yeah.
And, it's just going to be hell on days after losses.
I don't know that I can make,
he's never going to feel that way.
Valdez will talk about how great the Ravens are.
Yeah.
Drabby will just mock and just say they're always terrible. These two guys, they'll laugh. They don't care. You have to be pained. You only care because of bonuses.
Baptized at the altar of Jaden Christ.
I called Dan Quinn years ago. Years ago. Years.
All right, so now, can I baptize you?
Nah, I'm not that into it.
Yeah, all right, so I can't. All right.
But I want him to do well because I like Dan Quinn.
Okay.
And I think he's a good
coach.
I believe
that, but it needs to hurt.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I can't do that. my mother would kill me.
That's too blasphemous.
That's a little bit too much.
Okay.
That's a little too much.
I still remember when Jason said Dan Quinn won the Super Bowl. We were at
the
Gym National Harbor together.
That was my guy.
What?
I just don't know if the Commander's losing is just going to hurt me in the ticker.
It has to hurt you.
It's not.
It has to hurt you.
He's too
into
fantasy.
Then I might still be a holdout.
EB.
I don't know. I'm very close,
he wants
though.
To go see an owl during a Commander's game last season.
Well, by the way,
Jaden Daniels has intrigued
him. I do have to speed back because we are visiting my son in North Carolina this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to be
back to be home by 4.
I have to be back by 4:25 to watch.
You will be.
The Commander's Bucks.
You can leave by 11.
I have to speed back to the Naval Academy. If anybody's listening over the Naval Academy, Can I get on a list?
Get a VIP parking
because
pass?
I got to park at the stadium with all my family and friends and take a bus. Three days.
Oh, you want an on-campus silly?
Can someone at the Naval Academy put me on a list?
Call Pete Medhurst.
I did. I talked to Pete. Oh, he said it might have been a little late.
Oh, really?
And the problem is, you know, listen, it's the military.
Sure, I understand.
I've been at West Point or whatever Army. Yeah. And you got to be on a list. You got to show your ID and everything. And I'm going to have untold numbers of people with me. So I am a difficult case.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hold on. So you need a pass not only for you, but
when you go in a car, they got to see everybody's IDs and everything. And I'm not 100% certain. I think I know who will be in my car, but I'm not 100% certain. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're taking the shuttle.
I think I'm taking the shuttle.
I think you're boned.
I think the Naval Academy is sticking it.
Yeah. They could be.
Yeah. All right. Got to take a break if you want to chime
more.
In.
I haven't barely done anything.
All right. We'll come back with more. 800-636-1067 because we got the depth chart, right?
Yes.
We got the new depth chart.
Week one depth chart. Yep.
Yes. We'll tackle that next here in the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.